must have had one of the best childhoods anybody has ever had. I was a tomboy, and I grew up on 7 acres of land that were just outside our little town. And we got to roam all over that land. There was a creek. We had horses. There was only one problem, and that was our next-door neighbor, a man named Mr. Gentry, posted no trespassing signs on his land, which we thought was terrible and scary. And so we didn't really pay much attention to them unless he was around, and then we would like hide in the bushes until he was gone because we were so scared of him. We just knew he must be a mean old man if he posted those signs. If we had obeyed those signs, we never would have known what all fun was on that piece of land. In our spiritual lives, some of us fail in small ways and in large ones to be the person that we are called to be and to live the life that we are called to live because we see a no trespassing sign and we don't touch that territory. We fail to be what we could be because of our fear. And I find it ironic that the no trespassing sign that most of us obey is made by human hands and not by God's. As we see those signs, and as we have the instinct to create those signs, we have to keep constantly before us the awareness that we are bearers of God's grace, but we are not its gatekeepers. We have no right to exclude anyone from the love of God, and no other human being has the right to exclude us. There is no gate. The no trespassing sign does not even exist. It is a meaningless sign we have painted for ourselves. So why do we do that? Why do we avoid going in areas? Why do we construct signs to keep others from going into those territories? I think it is out of fear. Now, there is a healthy kind of fear that keeps us from harm, but I'm speaking about the kind of fear that paralyzes us in situations that have no danger to them at all. What are we generally afraid of as modern human beings? Dumb stuff. Insignificance. Embarrassment. Some not so dumb. Powerlessness. A lack of dignity or respect. So what does such fear push us to do? It pushes us to work harder and acquire more, to gain more status and more stuff. It pushes us sometimes to find a way to live on in our children's achievements or in other lasting contributions. It pushes us to hesitate to embrace other people because we don't want to cede any power to them over us. And mostly our fear keeps us avoiding territory which the culture has labeled as off-limits. Our fear even causes us to label, name, and domesticate God rather than trusting God's power. Our fear causes us to label people and divide them from us with boundaries, with no trespassing signs. And we do that to reinforce our own identities. That sign-making manifests itself in all of those things we hear so much about, the isms, racism, sexism, classism, my personal favorite, ageism, nationalism. Our fear manifests itself in our drawing boundaries between us and them. Now, the book of Acts, especially one of the readings we read today, but basically the entire book of Acts, shows us that the Holy Spirit's purposes cannot be frustrated by our human-made boundaries and by these no trespassing signs that are continually built by humans. Remember that we are the bearers of grace, but we are not its gatekeepers. So what could happen if we could set aside these fears that keep us from exploring all the territory we could explore? We could embrace the idea that God may not be what we envisioned because our vision is too small and too impersonal. We can refuse to forfeit human dignity, our own or someone else's, in order to reassure ourselves of our own importance. And as the gospel says, we can learn to love other people, whether we like them or not, knowing that the love of God and of others frees us from competition and thus from fear that we are not significant. How do we step onto that unfamiliar land when we see those signs that try to keep us out? We trust that God loves us and wants the best for us. If we practice trusting God, and it does require practice, we can ignore voices, our own and the voices of others, that say you can't go there. And we can stop using our own voice to try to keep others from God's saving grace and presence. We are the bearers of God's grace. If we could trust God, we could walk right past all of those human-made signs, past all of our fears that have kept us too long away from God and from that neighbor. We can stop putting up signs, imagining that we understand and have control over the wideness of God's grace. Even the mean old man next door can't keep us from exploring the territory of abundant life that God has waiting for us. We can do it all without fear. We can do it with love. But we have to remember, we are the bearers of God's grace. We are not meant to be its gatekeepers.